In the studio with us today is Russ Fisher Ives, and he's part of the Robo Rave International Competition, Robo Kirky. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Russ.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Katie.
Happy to have you with us. What is Robo Kirky?
Oh, well, Robo Kirky is our way of saying, you know, it's the location where the world comes to play with robots. We've started a robotics competition 15 years ago with 25 kids out in Rio Rancho. And we have grown now to be on 5 continents, 12 countries, and we're expecting 1,800 kids from all over the world.
To Albuquerque?
No, Robuquerque.
Oh, to Robuquerque? I mean, they're all coming here.
They're coming here. We do the international at the convention center. It's open to the public. It's May 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we have kids from 8 years old all the way to 98. We want little kids all the way to big kids coming out to play with robots.
And you play with robots. Literally, you brought some robots here. We're going to take pictures. We're posting always to the Children's Hour page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KUNM Kids. You brought some robots. And first, I want to make sure that people know, is it too late to be part of the competition?
Oh, not at all. Matter of fact, we changed our registration rules this year. So actually, a team, and we register teams of 2 to 4 people. They could come in actually up to the day before and register a team. But the earlier you register, the less expensive it is. Mm-hmm. So, and the more time you have to practice and get your robots ready.
So if you want to be a team player in the Robo Kirky event, yep. What do you do?
Contact us. You can call our office. We're located in Bernalillo. And our number is 505-867-2007.
And online, way to find you?
Online, you can go to Robuquerque. We have a contact site that you can go through our website, robuquerque.org. It's spelled just like Albuquerque, but we took the A-L-B-U and made it R-O-B-O, Kirky.
You know, robots are being used in all kinds of manufacturing processes. Oh. I got very lucky and got to see the Tesla factory, which is 100% robot run, except for there are humans. And I got to tell you, that factory, a car factory, it was the cleanest factory I have ever been in. You could eat, you could lick the floor. Those robots were amazing. They don't always all look like cyborgs, crazy human-looking. They
Excellent
sometimes
point.
Look like just odd-looking machines.
Well, it's real interesting. When we go out to start to work with students and teachers, one of the first questions we ask is, what is a robot? And it's interesting is that most people describe a robot like Hollywood has described it. It's got legs or it's got wheels, it's got arms and a head. But what we say, if it has some type of input, like through a sensor, and it has some type of processing, and then it has an output, it's robotic. So your cell phone, your TV controller, your TV, your car, your microwave, all have input, process, output. These are robotics all around us. So it's not just things with wheels. It's not what cyborgs at Hollywood, which is interesting. It's really cool. But we want kids to realize robotics is all around us. It's automation.
Wow. Learn more all about Robuquerque. It's coming up May 5th through 7th, international event. Russ Fisher Ives, I want to thank you very much for being on the Children's Hour with us
today.
Well,
thank you. And definitely come out to the event. You'll see kids from 12 to maybe 14 countries playing with robots.
And you'll let us play with robots if we come?
You can come. Yeah, we'll have some hands-on demonstrations for people to come in and go, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, well, I think it's the wave of the future. Now
Absolutely.
It's sounding like it's the wave of the present. For more information, go to robokirky.org. If you want to sign up your team, you can call in Albuquerque, 505-867-2007. Russ, thank you very much for being with us on the
Katie,
Children's Hour.
Keep up the great job. Love
thank
the
you.
Hour.
Thank you so much.